Good morning and welcome to WHTC Money Matters with your hosts, Kerry Cooley and Jack Godfrey from the Cooley Godfrey Investment Group of Zeeland. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. And now, WHTC Money Matters.
Hey, good morning, Holland Zeeland. This is Kerry Cooley.
Hey, and welcome back, Mr. Cooley. This is Jack Godfrey.
Welcome back. Everybody's picking on me this morning.
They should be. I covered for you, though. That's not a problem. So, hey, today we have a great show. We have Stacey Campeis, who is live on the mic. We'll get to her in a few minutes, talking about the famous Obamacare health care update, which is all over the news.
Okay. And you know what? I think we need to razz her a little bit.
Well, because you're going to be 50 this year and she's just going to be 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We can. Yeah.
50's good.
Yeah.
50
hopefully,
is awesome.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hopefully she's not in the newspapers tomorrow.
Okay, boy.
What's in the news today? We have a lot of the news. We have October 1st. We're going to run out of money.
Yeah,
we
again.
Have,
again.
We have
what else is new?
We maybe are going to say we're going to defund Obamacare. Maybe we say we're going to let it stand on its own. Maybe we're going to fund the government until December. We have all kinds of things going on. This week, volatility, as always, up, down, tapering. Maybe we're going to start that in December. Maybe we'll start that first quarter.
Maybe we'll start that
later.
Later. Yeah.
Maybe after Christmas. Maybe after. So the markets found that to be good. It was up. Lots of things are up. Down yesterday. There's no real direction. I think they're looking for one thing that we can hang our hats on. Besides, companies are still doing well.
Yeah. Well, and I think the big news they were hanging their hats on this week was the Federal Reserve report.
Yeah. And I don't know what I mean. I don't know the big outcome of that. Besides, we're flowing a lot of money in the market.
Yeah, and they weren't going to change. And what the other thing is, the big change is how they looked at unemployment.
Yeah, they started to think about people who are unemployed but just don't care.
That aren't reporting, that have gone.
Right.
So that's one thing that's huge out there, that kind of a change in philosophy there.
And it's always should have been reported. Those people who are out of work should be employed, have quit looking for employment, and haven't. So that's too bad. It's nice that we're finally reporting a more accurate number.
Exactly. I agree. Hey, today's show is Healthcare Update with Stacey Campeis. But what do we want to cover first?
Well, we can go, you know, some of
the
numbers. Yeah, we can go by the numbers here. You know, this is really interesting. 42% of more than 1,500 Americans, at least 25, that is 42%, at least 25, that's a lot. Chris, that'd be you, need to work until 70. I tell that to people all the time. I mean, you know, the majority of the people still retire at 62. They do not have enough money, but 42%. 25-year-olds need to work until 70 or more.
Wow.
Well, that's what they should be doing. I mean, it's, you know, years ago in Social Security at 65, those people didn't live to 65.
No,
I mean,
true.
Now they're living in 95. I mean, come on, folks. Get with the real number here.
All right. Well, hey, it's year two in the White House of the second term of President Obama. And the S&P 500 has been positive on a total return basis 13 of the last 20 presidential second years.
Okay. And it's up for three years, so yeah. I guess we can lay it all to him.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Thank
Give
you.
Him all the credit,
Thank
right?
Thank you, Brock. No, that's really good. Here's another good one. So let's just kind of paraphrase that 25-year-olds need to work till 70. Four out of every five Americans, males, 80% that reach 65 as a healthy person, will spend the rest of their life without any major disability. That's pretty, I mean, it's, you know, it goes to the long-term care, and we'll ask Stacey about that later, but four out of five. If you're healthy and you reach 65, 80% of those will spend the remainder of their life without suffering a disability.
That's cool.
That's a big number.
Yeah. Well, that just shows, you know, people are healthier.
Shoots all those long-term care people in the water.
Hey, how about this? After the Bears, you know, in the last, since 1946.
Are we talking about the Bears? with Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears?
The Bears? No, we're talking about bear markets.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Because there's a lot of Chicago people listening to this radio show.
Yep, there are. And there's been 11 bear markets since 1946.
Okay.
So that's average of one every 6 years. And after every bear market, you know, most people know this, you know, the market has always closed at a new high. Always. Mm-hmm. Has come back to close at a new high.
Yep. So what are you trying to say?
Stay in the market.
Oh, all right. I didn't know where you're going with that one. Here's another interesting one. American consumers spent $45.63 billion at gas pumps. We spent $45.88 billion at restaurants and bars. So we spend as much money at restaurants and bars as we do gas.
That's interesting.
You ask your grandfather how many times he went to a restaurant in a year, what would he say? Maybe once?
Maybe four times.
Yeah, maybe four times, yep. I think my dad probably
Christmas,
went about five times in his life. You know, about five times in his life.
Yeah, and the big thing was to be home and eat with the family.
That's exactly right. I mean, of course, there wasn't that many restaurants, but, you know, interesting. Americans filed 145.4 million tax returns in 2011. 63% of those returns and 91.7 million paid federal income tax, while 37% did not pay a dime. 37% did not pay a dime.
Hmm.
Or 53.7 million taxpayers did not pay a dime of federal revenue. And that number's probably going up.
Hey, I seen a good article in the paper and it kind of hits on this one. Short supply of homes. Inventory of existing homes for sale, okay? In the U.S. has declined by 2.3 million in the last 5 years. A drop of 50%.
Hmm. That's a big number.
Yeah.
That's a real big number. The United States and China, the top two oil consumers, which they consume about 28.8 million barrels consumed per day, more than the consumption of the 10 next biggest countries. Isn't that an amazing number? That is amazing. I mean, we're talking about the real world here, Australia and France and Germany and England. 10. That tells you how big China is. And then you look at India, you know, the number of people they have. You look at the number of people in Mexico. You know, those are the two world's largest. Well, no, you probably look at down in South America, Argentina. Some of those countries have some large populations. But 10 other countries equal these two. That's amazing.
We use a lot.
Yeah, well, we use a lot, but look at China. But, you know, where is India? Where is all the rest of the people, the countries that have a large number of people that talks about the demand that's still there for goods and services of using oil?
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Those are big numbers.
And those countries are going to continue to increase.
Well, yeah, they are. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's only the 10 behind that. Where have they been? I mean, that's isn't that really a good one?
Any more by the numbers?
Nothing by the numbers.
Okay. All right. Yep. Mine look pretty boring, too, so I'm not going to share those with you. But how about our upcoming workshop? We have a workshop, Can You Afford to Retire? Save the date, September 26th from 6 to 8, Hayworth Inn and Conference Center. And this is going to be a working workshop of Can You Afford to Retire?
Well, we're going to talk a lot about Social Security, talk about the strategy for Social Security, talk about your numbers. What numbers do you need to achieve? And it's all about you. I mean, I continue to read and hear people now talking about our phrase, what's your number? They're starting to use that in magazines now.
What's your
number? So maybe we should have Chris check that and see if people are copying our numbers. That's really true. I mean, it's all about your numbers, not about whatever your neighbor's doing, not, you know, this guy retired at 62. Well, maybe he can, maybe he should. No, it's about your numbers. So that's going to be this Thursday, September 26th.
So if you'd like to still come, please call our office at 616-931-1223, extension 4. That's 931-1223, extension 4. Janet will get your information. We have a few more slots open. We'd love to have you. And Can You Afford to Retire workshop? This is for anybody 50 and above.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back with the Stacy Kampheis, who is going to be 50 on Monday.
Awesome. Happy birthday. Hey, welcome back, listeners. This is Kerry Cooley.
And this is Jack Godfrey. Hey, Kerry, we're going to do questions here. We haven't done questions yet. We always have a question of the week from Social Security. Does it matter what month I retire and start collecting Social Security? Well, yeah, because every month you wait, you get more pay. So does it matter, I guess?
It can. I mean, it's just like if you wait a whole 12 months, 1 year, it's 8% more.
Past 62, you get 8%, all the way to 70.
Yep. So, you know, that comes down to what we talked about earlier, Jack, is when do you take Social Security really depends on your individual circumstances. Is it better to take it 62? I had a person in yesterday. He asked, should my wife start taking it at 62 or should we wait? Well, we're going to run some of our software that we have to analyze their personal situation to see some different strategies of wait, take it now, take it later. You know, we're going to look at all those numbers to see what fits for them.
Well, if you have enough money, you need to wait at least till 66. Take from your IRA, take from your Roth, take from your savings first.
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Okay, next question. What's the average allowance for a kid?
$15 a week. I bet you didn't get $15 a year, did you, Jack?
No, I used to get. No, because I was up every morning at 4:30. I mean, that's what time I was up. And
yeah.
I got $5 a week. Plus, I had access to the gas pump. That was even better. Of course, gas wasn't much money. But.
Yeah, but it's still nice for a kid to back up to the barrel at the farm and fill her up. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you figure the times that I got up at 4:30, milk cows 7 days a week when I was a kid, bale hay, corn up in the silo, that's probably equal to 5 cents an hour. Maybe less than that.
Well, in the U.S., parents give their kids an average of $780 a year in allowance. That's the average number right now.
You don't talk. You know, there's. I think kids have gotten a situation where they just go to their mom and say, "Well, I need it."
Not in our house.
Well, but I mean, it's like the people just aren't. I mean, I hear that all the time. Mom, I need the money.
Yeah, Christian, you wanted a cell phone? Okay, Christian, you're paying for your cell phone.
That's the way it should be. All right, third question. Yeah, third question. Here we go. What do you estimate my tax rate will be in retirement? I'm 50 now, and will probably have over $1 million in assets. Well, I don't have a clue.
The one people think they're going to be in a lower tax bracket when they retire, and we tell them that's not necessarily true. You're going to be in the same tax bracket or possibly, I think, higher if rates continue to go up at the federal government level.
All right, let's say he's 50 right now. He's going to work another 10, 12 years. His money's going
to
at least
20 years.
Well, 20. Let's go 20. That's a good number. He's going to work 20. His money's going to double twice. It's going to 1 to 2, 4 million. 4 million. Takes 5% off of that number. 5% off of 4 million is what?
$200,000,
okay. $200,000. Let's say he's going to wait to take Social Security till 70. He's going to probably get at least $3,000 a month. That's 36. $236,000 a year.
He's in the higher tax bracket.
Higher tax bracket.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you just look at those numbers, and if he has $1 million in his IRA, he needs to take a minimum distribution. That's where people get a problem, is they don't understand minimum distributions.
And if married and filing jointly, he would be in a 33% tax bracket.
So, you know, that's just how you have to look at the numbers. I mean, if he's taking a distribution, if these are in assets, and he didn't say liquid assets, I'm assuming an IRA, you're going to be in a higher tax bracket than you probably are today.
Mm-hmm.
That's with being those numbers said.
Yep, absolutely. So, well, hey, can I introduce our guest?
Yeah, I think you better.
We're going to welcome the very mature Stacy Campice this morning and wish her a happy birthday, right, Jack?
Yes, we do. Should we sing to her?
Should we sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stacy.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, she is here from the insurance group, which is the number one insurance agency in Holland. She is the source for healthcare, and she just got back from Detroit yesterday. Stacy, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, let's just start off with an easy question. What did you learn yesterday? I thought you knew everything before you went.
Well, I would, except they change it every day.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Therefore, I don't. But it's fun to learn.
No, let's just back up. When they change it every day. Who is they?
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is in charge of all the Medicare products, but also the new health care.
So is that an agency?
Federal government. Dun, dun, dun,
so
dun.
It's an agency underneath the federal government. Is it under what branch? I mean, there's always these branches.
They have their own.
Oh, they have their own. Okay, that's nice. Okay.
They're the bosses of
all
the
right,
world
so,
right now.
So what did they say yesterday? What is, I mean, October 1st is kind of the big day.
Mm-hmm.
now what?
It's going to happen for sure.
It is. Yeah, it's going to happen for
sure. They keep talking about how it might not, but it would be tough if it didn't. It'd be a pretty big investment that so many people have put in if it didn't actually happen.
Yeah.
But what they're saying is, so if you're eligible for Medicare, either by age or by disability, you don't have to worry about national health care. The ways it will affect you will be minimal, and you probably won't notice them, most specifically the first year. However, if you do not have group health insurance, you are not Medicare eligible, it may affect you. If you don't have it through your employer, or potentially it might be better for you to not have it through your employer, but definitely as an individual, this will affect you. The plan you currently have may not be eligible next year, and you may still incur a penalty if you keep the plan you have. The plans, you might be eligible for HELP. There's a lot more people that are going to that will be eligible for both the tax credits for the premium and cost reduction on the cost of what their plans are. So there's a whole lot out there. My biggest recommendation is go to somebody who sits there and learns about it every day instead of trying to get online and doing it by yourself.
Wow, that's a lot. I'm filled up already.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave now.
My head is just like,
I am filled up. Let's go to the next topic. Let's go to easy stuff like investments.
See, that's fair because I listened to you guys blow my head up for the last 20 minutes. It's only right.
Okay, so let's slow down here and just take this once, dial it in one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If you are out there, because, you know, this show, let's be fair, most of the people listening to the show are in their 60s, 70s, 80s, mm-hmm. 90s. Most of them Medicare already. They don't need mm-hmm. to worry about a thing.
But they know people who do.
Well, but they know people mm-hmm. do, so let's just take those people off the table.
Right.
If you're already on Medicare today, no problem.
No, except it's annual enrollment for you. So starting December 5th, not you.
Yes, yeah, right. I have a long ways from there. Don't be going there with me. Yeah.
Starting October 15 to December 7,
yep.
you can choose to enroll or change your prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan or look at your other options. But this is your chance to change companies, change plans, find a new agency to work with. Whatever you want to do, this is your chance.
Isn't that normal, though? I mean, that's every year.
That's every year.
Yep.
But if you wait till December 8, unless you qualify for a special enrollment period, you're locked in the whole year of 2014. So you should always review. You can stay with what you have, but you should at least review. There are definitely premium changes coming up. There are benefit changes coming up. Nothing earth-shattering this year, but definitely still things where you might be in a plan that worked really well 2 years ago, but it might be a great opportunity for you to look for a different company or a different plan within that company.
So you're on Medicare right now,
mm-hmm.
and you need to do something by what date?
December 7th.
And when can we start on this?
October 1, you can start hearing about it. October 15, you can start doing something about it.
All right. How do we know those rates by October 15th? Will we know all the rates?
We'll know by October 1.
By October 1. Mm-hmm. I
mean, you can call our office and we'll tell you them.
Wow.
Yeah.
And do you know them today?
Yes.
You really? Okay. All right. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's a big thing. So, prescription. Give us some things on prescription. What's going to happen there? I mean, what are some of the things?
Actually, there's going to be a lot with prescriptions.
Okay.
All the formularies, which is our list of drugs that are qualified and approved by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, plus individually within the companies, they will be changing the formularies quite drastically this year. So a drug that you had last year may not be covered this year. So your option is to seek an alternative prescription with your doctor, or it would be to go to the insurance company to see if they will continue to pay for it based on your medical needs. Don't go off of it because of the cost of it. Work with your primary care physician.
Hmm. So are you saying maybe go to a generic or saying, because, I mean, if people have been on drugs for a long time, they're still going to take the same drug.
Hopefully. There are some people that don't because of copays or because they don't want to hassle with it. But there are more generics out there that are available, but more specifically, and it does save the insurance company money, but it also saves the individual. So it's worth reviewing.
Okay. All right. Next thing they should be concerned about when they review. So they're reviewing their supplement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about a supplement. I mean, what is there to review?
Supplements are tough because if you have a pre-existing condition, because you have to, all the new Obamacare stuff where they say no more pre-existing conditions, those are true for people under 65 or non-Medicare eligible, not true for people that are Medicare eligible. Pre-existing conditions do matter. With Medicare Advantage plans, the only one that matters is end-stage renal disease, which is kidney dialysis. But with Medicare supplements, it's a bucket. So if you have high blood pressure and you have insulin-dependent diabetes and you have COPD, then you may or may not be eligible to get one or to switch from one to the other. So you might be locked into the one you have, and some of those premiums can be pretty high.
So we're going to take a break.
Yeah,
I think Chris said, let's take a break.
I think his head's full, Steve.
Yeah.
Mine too.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, you're listening to WHCC Money Matters. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, listeners. You're listening to WHTC Money Matters. This is your host, Kerry Cooley.
And this is Jack Godfrey. We're here with Stacy Campice, whose 50th birthday was last Monday, not this Monday. We want to make sure that for all those people sending cards, letters, and presents, make sure you get those to our office early.
And Stacy did ask how far mine's away. I have 10 days.
Ooh.
Wow. I can't imagine being 50.
Been too long, hasn't
Again,
it?
Yeah. My mom's listening, so I got to tell the truth here. All right, hey, we're going back to Medicare. So we've got prescription that needs to be. So let's talk about what people are going to pay in their Social Security with Medicare. Is that going up?
It will.
It will. Okay.
But they won't release it until after January 1.
Because I thought it's going to go up based on income.
Well, that it does. Yeah. It already does that. So if your income, there's various tiers for your
income.
There's
like four or five tiers. So let's go through those tiers. You know?
No.
Okay. So it's, all right.
There's so many numbers I can put
all right,
in my
so,
head.
But the tiers are this. I mean, it's based on your income.
Correct.
So, you know, going back to that guy that's got $1 million today when he's going to retire, and he's going to make 200 and some thousand in retirement based on the numbers, he's going to pay a lot more for Medicare because lots of times we think it's going to be like $104 or $100. No. It's going to be a lot more than that coming out of your Social Security because you make more money.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be income driven. What is income driven today? But I mean, lots of people think, well, it's just going to be this. It's not. It's tiered. So people forget about that.
And the Medicare Part D is as well.
Yeah.
You can pay more if your taxable income is higher.
Yep. And then you go back and then you take a look at, well, Social Security. If you're joint, you make over $28,000, 85% of your Social Security is going to be taxed. People forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's then going back to the statement that I made earlier about the numbers, the people who pay the taxes are people who have a lot more money.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's the way it should be. They should be taxed more, but it's probably, again, 40% of the people don't pay any taxes, zero. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A lot of money.
So 60% are supporting the other 40.
Right.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah. So, Stacy, a question. You hear about all this. You hear about the news. You know, is there anything out there that would make it that this, what we're calling Obamacare, but it's really the American Affordable Health Care Act, why it wouldn't go through?
I can't imagine that it won't. It's too close.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that they will change it, adapt it, and perfect it, which you do with every program. The perfect example is that in order to be able, so you have to be a licensed agent to go on the marketplace and help somebody with it. Well, you also have to be certified. So we are unable to even become certified because there's two parts. There's the training part and then the exam. We passed all that. But phase two is just getting on the marketplace and letting them verify who you are to make sure that you have people of high quality on there. And that website has been down for 3 weeks now.
Okay.
So we can't even go through phase two. Some people can. It depends. Sometimes it's up. Sometimes it isn't. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you can't. That's a little disturbing to think that October 1's around the corner and they can't even get that part correct. So there's definitely going to be glitches. People are going to need to be patient. People are going to need to go to experts because if we know that, there's no possible way you'll be able to jump online and say, oh, I want the silver plan with this company because that's the best choice for me. It may not be. You may qualify for help. You may not qualify for help. If you do qualify for tax credits and cost sharing, you have to do it on the marketplace. But if you don't qualify that, it might be beneficial for you to not do it on the marketplace and roll in another area and not pay a fee to do it on the marketplace. So these are all those little tiny ins and outs that if you're not sitting down across the table from somebody or talking to an expert on the phone, you're not going to know these little things.
Wow. But, you know, on the break, we were talking about, okay, 50 million people need to be doing something. These are the Medicaid people today, 50 mm-hmm. million. And we were talking about who are they going to be going to? Because right now, try to get into a doctor. Gave you my example, 3 months to get a physical, couldn't see him. My wife wanted to get in to see a doctor. They go, well, you know, we can't see you. Just go to emergency. Well, these are what doctors are saying. So now if you don't have doctors to see, PAs to see, what are you going to do? I don't understand. What are we going to do here?
It's going to be tough.
Well, where do you go? And you said prompt care, but can you get into prompt care under the new rules?
You can, but it has to be qualified urgent care. You can't just go because you have a cough.
Are you going to have a guard at the door saying,
yes.
Is it qualified? Is it not qualified? Is that really a cough?
What insurance do you have?
Yeah, are you spitting blood? I mean, what's that mean?
It means that those are the wrinkles that will have to be ironed out as we continue. And there are still going to be people that don't go. Whether they have coverage or whether they don't have coverage, there are still going to be the diehards that don't go in and have medical attention. And that isn't what we're after either. We definitely want that. We talked about how the Medicare people can make their changes up until December 15. People that are non-Medicare can make their decision up through March. If you wait until April 1st to decide you want something, you're locked out unless you qualify for a special enrollment like moving. If you had coverage but you got married and your wife didn't, you could add her on or a baby or an adoption. But if you don't have a qualifying event for a special enrollment, you are locked out. And before, we weren't really sure what was going to happen with those people because hospitals can't turn them away. Doctors can't turn the uninsured away. But what they're saying is that they're not going to give them any leeway. They're going to continue to say, you don't have insurance and you can't pick it up. If you're Medicaid eligible, you will be able to. That's a special enrollment. If you're a family of four and you make less than $96,000, you would qualify for tax credits.
Yeah.
And so
that's a high number.
It is
that's
a high, really
I saw that
high
yesterday.
Number.
That's a high number. Mm-hmm. Say that one more time.
Family of four.
Yep.
If you make less than $96,750 or something
yep.
like that,
yep.
you qualify for tax credits. So if you qualify, you don't even have to use them. If you choose not to use them, you don't have to. But if you do qualify for it and you want to use them, you need help maneuvering. You can't. If you qualify for Medicaid, you used to go to DHS and
right.
they would help you
yep.
enroll in it. It's not like that. You'll have to enroll online, and you also will have to pick a plan. Even though you're qualifying for 100% Medicaid, you're still going to have to enroll and sign up for it. So to see, and again, if you see a licensed and certified agent, it doesn't cost a penny more. And that's kind of like fixing your own car when you don't have to. Why would you do it?
So are you saying your business is going to be open 24 hours a day to,
yes.
to capture all
Absolutely.
These people that are coming in?
Absolutely. So my son's getting married, and he says to me yesterday, on this date I want you to go because Kaylee wants to look for a dress. I said, oh, that won't work.
yeah.
He said, how do you know you're going to be busy?
You know, hey, and this brings us to that group of people like, you know, Jack and I, we have wives that are teachers. We have a good plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we haven't heard anything through the school districts yet of any changes. Sounds like they're going to stay the same for right now. But isn't there something where that's considered like a Cadillac plan and we get penalized for it? Or?
It was. You can. If you qualify for a plan that's above the standardized plan, it can be a Cadillac plan and you can be penalized. However, the unions, who have a very strong voice, won another year. So unions will not be affected, just like big businesses don't have to worry about their penalty that they were going to have to pay. So you won another year.
Okay. All right.
So if you're, let's go back to the people who listen to the show. They're above 65. They are on Medicare and Medicaid
mm-hmm.
on both.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they have no co-pays, no insurance, co-insurance. What do?
There's two different types of Medicaid.
Yep.
There's
yep.
the spend down where you qualify for some, but
right.
not
you have
all
no
of
money.
It.
You have no money, zero
right.
money.
Right. And the people that qualify for 100%
yep.
coverage, those people need a Part D plan, and they can either have one assigned to them or they can enroll in one through an agent as well.
Right.
So theirs really isn't going to change very much.
Okay. Because that was through the Department of Social Services.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And still go there? Or do they still?
No, they would do it on their own. They would do it through an agent.
Okay.
And then they're not going to have a premium, and they're not going to have co-pays. And it is ironic where people talk about it's hard to find a doctor who accepts Medicaid, but we're lucky in this area. We have a lot of options still in this area, so don't move. Stick around.
So the new enrollees, they can start October 1st. What do they need to come in to be prepared for? Because, I mean, how long is this educational session going to last?
They have the option to learn October 1, but change October 15 to December 7. And if you already have a Medicare Advantage plan, it could take you 15 minutes to say, okay, I don't want to change. I really like what I have. It could be a phone call. It doesn't have to be a sit-down. If you aren't happy with the plan that you have some concerns about it, or you want to see what else is out there, don't go to someone who's only going to look at one plan. You need to have the whole table full of what all your options are. That could take a half hour to an hour.
So when a person comes in, are you going to fill out a profile to say, okay, you're a single mother of four kids, husband's not around, you plug that in the computer and you spit out something that says these are the four plans or three plans or
for
two plans?
For people that are non-Medicare, they're going to come in, and that's exactly what we'll do. We'll have a really nice equation. You throw it in. You say, this is how much you're going to get as a tax credit. Now you get to pick the plan that you want. And you're more limited on the plans you can pick, but it's a big variety. Yep. You'll pick the one you want, and then that will determine, instead of a $600 premium, it's going to be a $300 premium. So it's a pretty simple thing. As far as the premium part goes, but it isn't a simple thing if you haven't been doing it. Then your head blows up.
But I'm also talking about those people that have no money, that can't afford a premium before.
Same thing for Medicaid. Okay. Once you type those numbers in, it tells you if it pays 100% of your premium.
Okay.
And then it pays 100% of your deductibles and coinsurance. So there will be people that will qualify 100% for everything, and $0 will come out of their pocket. There will be people all the way up to the very end where they might get $100 off their premium, and that's it. But there will be a large amount of people that will qualify for help. And so you should find out if you are that person and that family.
Chris is saying take a short break here. So we will, listeners, we'll be right back. Hey, we do have phone lines open, 395-1450, if you want to call with any questions for Stacey Kampice. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back, listeners. This is Kerry Cooley.
And this is Jack Opter here with Stacey Kampice Insurance Group. We're talking about the new Health Care Act, Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act. Let's talk about the state of Michigan. The state of Michigan said, we have now passed a law that we're going to participate with the federal government in getting Medicaid payments from the federal government for X number of years.
Not till April.
Not till April.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't they pass?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like, right, not till April. I saw that. They could have done it immediately, but they decided not to. And what the strategy was, I have no clue. So we're supposed to get it from the federal government, and we're going to get the money from them to then pay the doctors. So who's going to be writing the checks to who? Are these all IOUs?
Yes.
So who's going to pay the doctors? Are they just going to say?
The insurance companies.
Well, they are, but how's that money going to flow?
It'll be a bunch of IOUs. Sure. Yeah. The good news is, at least for the people administering it, like the agents, we won't. The Medicaid people still have from January then until March to enroll in it. So all the other people that don't qualify for those can do it October, November, December. So it kind of spreads out the time. So instead of working 24 hours a day, we can work 23 and a half.
Nice.
It'll be easier for us. But one thing I didn't say is where we're at. The insurance group is right down by Holland Hospital. If you go along Michigan Avenue towards 32nd Street, you come to Donutville. You should all stop there first, and then or Rusher to the Gusher. Then come a block towards Vinralty. We're a block behind there. Yellow brick building. We've just expanded. You'll notice our new brand new doors and carpet and all sorts of fun stuff.
Cool.
I was there. It looks pretty nice.
Adding to the economy.
We're trying to talk you into getting a branch in Zealand. Having Chris run it here.
And yeah. All right, so we got 5 minutes to go. So if you're out there today, let's talk about the people who need to do what at what time and what can they expect. So we got 5 minutes to go through that.
Okay. So if you are Medicaid eligible, partial or full, You have from October 1 to March 31 to choose. You will be effective April. Okay? If you are non-Medicaid or non-subsidized, then you have, or you're subsidized but not Medicaid, you have from October 1 until March 31.
And what do you mean when you say subsidized?
If you qualify for financial help.
Okay.
The family of four
under
$96,000.
Yep. All right.
If you are Medicare eligible, if you're turning 65, you do that when you're turning 65, 3 months before, up to 3 months after. But if you are currently on Medicare, Medicare disability or Medicare, your dates are you can hear about it October 1, you can make a change from October 15 to December 7. You can stay on the same plan that you're currently on and switch the agency that you're working with, or if you're not working with an agency, your premiums won't change, but it'll give you another person to help you work those things out. Then the other dates are after April 1st, unless you have a special enrollment like moving, we won't even go into all the different special enrollments.
Too complicated today.
But if you have a special enrollment, then you can make a change or turn into it. But if you lose group coverage, your employer drops coverage,
that's
you can
change.
Move into
yep.
it. That's a okay. change. But other than that, you are locked out. So if the only fear that you need to take with you is make sure you're making the correct decisions by the correct time and call someone and find out. Do not wait until it's too late, because they're saying that there's going to be no freebies, no gimmies, no, okay, you made a mistake, we'll extend it. They might. But so far, they're saying they're not going to extend it.
All right. What happens if you're the 50-year-old who just lost a job?
Mm-hmm.
You're covered under COBRA for, 18 months?
18 months. But you also have the option then to go to the new individual
right.
plans because there are no pre-existing conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So your COBRA premium could be $1,800 a month. Your national health care premium could be $500 a month.
Okay.
And it's really great coverage. It's pretty extensive.
Okay.
Yep. Doctor visit co-pays. Your physical is paid for, all your preventative tests are covered. So you're not looking at individual health care of the past is very different than what it is right now. So it's going to be great coverage. Great, that's a funny word. It's going to be comprehensive coverage.
Okay, that's important to know.
Mm-hmm.
So last couple thoughts, what do we got?
And also, Chris tells me, you can call him here, or you can call our office, which is 392-3498. And again, we're located on Washington Avenue, right down the street from Washington Square and the Aquatic Center.
Okay, so we have a couple minutes to go. Carrie, last comments. What do we need to wrap up here?
Well, we get through a show like this, and it's like, okay, I even feel more confused. But, you know, the important thing what I'm hearing is, know the enrollment dates of when you mm-hmm. need to enroll and get enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to somebody. The second big thing is talk to somebody
yes.
so that you know you're doing the right thing for your unique circumstances.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, we send a lot of people to Stacy. She is our choice. She should be all your listeners' choice out there today because she knows what's going on. Well, we tell that to a lot of people why they need to come to us, because we know what's going on.
Well, and here's the neat thing is I had a couple that I sent to Stacy. They came in and they said, we felt so well informed, and we walked out of there like we felt like we understood where and what we needed to do, where before they didn't.
Yeah.
And that's huge, because you can get so confused. You can get so overwhelmed by all the stuff that's out there. But if you can have somebody like Stacy or like what we do, simplify it, it makes your mm-hmm. life easier.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, next week's show, we're going to have how to salvage your retirement. How to salvage your retirement next week. Stacy, thank you.
You're welcome. I got to tell you guys, the reason that's a compliment, what you just said about us, is because I have met a lot of people in the industry, and to meet someone as strong of Christian's characters, morals, behind the scenes even, you two definitely are. Your whole staff is. Your staff blows
me
away.
Oh, we have great staff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, thanks.
We have lots of fun, too.
Yeah. All right. Listeners, thank you very much. Please stay tuned at 3:30. That'll be the Notre Dame-Michigan State game. Go Green.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You
You've been listening to WHTC Money Matters with your hosts, Jack Godfrey and Kerry Cooley from the Cooley Godfrey Investment Group of Zealand. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Be sure to join us next Saturday at the same time for WHTC Money Matters on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.